I just want to make a brief mention of two more people who without this without their help, the night would not have been the way it was. First of all, thank you to Aaron Simons for bringing the delicious cake that his wife sent to her. What? Pie. I'm sorry, I called them cake. I meant to say that they were pie. By the way, if you ever want any, go to petiteboutique.com. They have great cake. And the other thing is if you guys can see over here, that there's a lot of tables and chairs and stuff that was set up. And Usher Wacho came over this afternoon, and without him, we slept couches and this and beds and everything. And without him, it was just not what it was. So before we get to our last speaker, before we get to our last slide, so Ram Nachum said before that the woman really
stand over here.
Okay. Ram Nachum said before that the women were not just involved in it; they really were the nace. They really were the reason why we had the whole story of Hanukkah. And it's very much true. Usher mentioned last year that we're only here able to learn because of the fierce efforts of our wives. No, he said last year that despite the fact that there was a lot of stuff going on, was it like hashtag?
Yeah.
Pepper spray, right? It's still around. It was scary going on, but they still were mighty enough to be here so that we could continue learning. And the truth is that even though this year Baruch Hashem has calmed down a little bit, there still really is a tremendous serious nefesh. Whether it's wives who are working in order so that we'd be able to sit and learn so they can support the family, or whether it's because your wives would love to spend more time with you, but they are mighty nefesh so that you can sit in the Beis Medrash and learn as much as you want. It's a serious nefesh either way, and everything in between. And obviously, whatever the situation is, your wives are really the only reason why you're able to be sitting and growing the way you are in the Tabura. So I think we just appreciate that. Just make sure we appreciate that. It is a serious nefesh on their part, and it's not easy, whatever the situation is. And having said it, obviously, if you know who Arish Kabura is and how much he is devoted to his learning, without a doubt, there has to be tremendous years and ambition on Rebbe Sinsel and Mizrahi to allow him to do what he does and become what he has become. And may we all be thankful to have Rebbe Sinsel to that allow us to become. Where is he? Oh. May we all be thankful to one day be like Rebbe Sinsel Silliman. And now, Rebbe Sinsel Silliman.
Did you get a picture?
Later.
Sorry. Parents. Oh, we love parents. The truth is, it's a source of nachas. You're seeing your children grow. It wasn't enough to see your parents.
They grow.
They seem to be a little bit younger than you sometimes. But I had a geschmack in life. The chiyus. And everyone the world learns from them. I've learned from my father for over 40 years. And it's also pride for a child to have a father, parents like this. And thank you. Don't touch your shoulders. The idea of Hanukkah is give lahoidus lahalal shvach v'edoch. So, of course, the first thing is Ari. It's the fact that, true, you want to say your Rebbe was behind you, but you still was your idea, you opened up your home, it was your house, you let it happen, and you're the man of the house who decides a lot of different things. And therefore, thank you for this idea of making the Tiba with the Bnei Chaburah together. I think it was a success. Thank you.
Go ahead.
You want to name
in the
Chabura? Thank you, Usher, for setting up. And Simon, for the past couple of years, I think it's been 5 years already, making desserts. I've been enjoying always leftovers. Thank you. Thank you. different ideas in Hanukkah. One idea in Hanukkah is the concept of Zman, of time. We see that we light Hanukkah candles at a specific time, whether it's at Shtiyah or Tzeis or in between. We see when we light, we have to light for a half hour, the Zman. We see that we have the Zman until Ashtik Lerekum and Ashuk. We see the idea even what the Yevonim want to undo by Klai Yisrael, they want to take away the Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos, and the Milo. Those the things that are intertwined with time, Rosh Chodesh is the Zman of the month, Shabbos, 7 days a week, Milo is 8 days, and Milo Minateva, the concept of Zman. We see this in over here focusing on the idea of time. The idea of Yevonim, says the Pasuk in Gracious, Choshech al Pnei Tohoim. The idea of Choshech, what is that? Says the Medrash, Choshech is Yevonim. The concept, the idea of darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is Be'etzem when things are Mesudar, are clear, except you personally cannot see it. I mean, sometimes in the world things are Mubobal, Murad, mixed in. Darkness takes something that is best and very clear, lights on, you see everything. Came along with Yevonim, and they put darkness there, and they confused people. They did not see things correctly. A mirage over here. The appearance is different. Things over here are different. Come to me, Yevonim. We learned the Sigil of Bayer and Elzman. There's a shayla among the Svarim when they have Etzim very clear. You had to go into a room and it's dark. Come along with Moshe and says, that's Nichla Gid of Tarurus. It's mixed in. Others want to argue because Etzim is not that way. We see darkness can make it think that's a mixture over here. Yevonim wants to confuse people, take away the appreciation for what is clearly the right thing to go do. Klal Yisrael is the idea of or light. In the mitzvah of the Torah, or when the darkness comes, to give light. And the idea of light is really, we take away the absence of light is darkness, but not light is the creation. And darkness is better than the absence of that. Klal Yisrael and Maaseh represent the concept of or. We light, says the Maharal, at Shkiyah. Why at Shkiyah? That's when darkness comes to the world. Fly, so with or we're adding light to the world. We make sure the darkness, we push it away. Why do you light the Chofei Kislev? Different reasons, says the Maharal. The Be'etzim, by Tishrei, the world was 12 hours day, 12 hours night. From Tishrei onwards, night expands, gets longer and longer, 13 hours, 14 hours. When does the light coming back makes longer the day? It starts by Tekuvas Thomas, Tekuvas Tevis. When is Tekuvas Tevis? So Bezman HaBriya, the Briya was not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it was Chof Hei El. This is a morale of so, when is the light coming back to Chof Hei Kislev? The idea of Chof Hei Kislev is a concept when our light goes back and takes over the idea of darkness. So in essence, Yevonim are the representation of darkness. Us Klal Yisrael, we're the representation of our light, of Torah, and we're giving the light to the darkness that's over here. In our life, I was thinking about different Yisroinus that every generation seems to have. What is our Yisroin for our generation? What's the Yevonim? What's the darkness? What's not clear to us? What's our Yisroin? My grandparents, my father said over, then the Yisroin was Shabbos. Kidney Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos. My father said over his generation it was to live in an affluent society. Still Sherman Torah Mitzvahs. What's our Nisayin? What's our challenges? Everyone has a different take. It's true it's also still living in an affluent society. What seems to me, the past 20 years I've seen, is the idea that Yevon Machoshech, and it's come to take away that what is darkness? That when you have light you can do things. Darkness is, you have nothing to go do when it's dark. Before electricity was around, it was dark, nothing you'll do. It take away today's day and age, we seem to lose the appreciation of the Zman of time. Time, people have time. To use time correctly is a wonderful idea, but people seem to waste it. Gemara at the end of Kedushin says that if you want to go to an Aveiro, go dress up in black, darkness, and go to another city, and go to an Aveiro, and then come back. The Olam says, oh, well, why don't we do that today? If you dress in black and go to another city, you'll see your friends there. So we don't do that. Today it seems that we don't have to go to any other city to do Averis, it comes to our house. Now there are really this idea of coming to a house, there's really two aspects in the get to this concept. One is all the Gdolim are shrying against these different kelim that we have. The idea of these tzurim that can be done. Let's put these tzurim to the side. Let's say you have a filter, and these kosher. It seems to me, a second aspect. People understand certain things are not supposed to be seen or done or to have. The second aspect, time. There are things that a person has a right to see. Nothing's wrong with it. But I hear constantly over and over the latest kosher clip. I'm not sure what the word kosher clip has to do with each other. Or the latest political statement or idea that everyone seems to be up to date. They're all technically attached to society. And the amount of time I see in people's eyes and the mind with the focus on, it's just mamash a waste. People don't appreciate the time. And my father used to tell me, youth is wasted on the young, and I can actually tell that to people also. Youth is wasted on the young. Maisa, we have people here are young. They're 20s, 30s. Maisa is a certain time that a person grows and strives to gain a massive amount of Torah. We seem to lose the appreciation of time that people like spending time on things that are frivolous. That's a waste of time. The question is what to go do about that. I mean, it's very wonderful speech to discuss. Let's say, don't waste your time. Don't move out of Torah. I heard it 1,000 times myself. You know, fine, very nice. The question is what to go do that practically. So I try to think of eights that are actually feasible that everyone here can do. I mean, it's one thing to get a better filter and lack out half the stuff, and therefore there's only white filter left to see, less connected. It's easier said than done. It takes a while to convince people in the house to go do that. Fine, that's one concept. But different eights what to go do. One is the amount of time. I know personally, I see people go to yeshiva every day, people, whether you drive and have a car, unfortunately, or you have a kobayim yeshiva bus, or you walk. It takes from Harnov 25 minutes, it takes from wherever you live. The back in Maladath is somewhere, it might take a little longer, unless you go by bike. Or might there are other places. It takes a while, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it takes a while to get to yeshiva. Are you, this plea that people use for wasting time, are you listening to a share? Are you using it correctly? I see tons of people every day on the bus, see people walking all the time. And it just, the amount of how much a person can think, that's healthy. A certain amount, maybe you should stop thinking, just listen to shiurim. Everyone can do that. There's nothing else to go do. I went through Nach the Rav Reisman. I went through the whole thing. I went through with my friend. I spent 20 years on the bus, you know. Fine. That's true. It's a long time. If you think about it, every day, 25 minutes. It's a long, long time. But I went through mamash tons. You can amass amazing information, knowledge, whether you like Kashkafo, Musar, some do, or anything, or halakha's concept, ideas. There's so much you can gain just walking back and forth. That everyone here can do. No one is not taking away time from doing nothing, just walking and spacing out. Even in Arabic, in a couple of minutes. even the Arabic people learn. That's one thing that I think everyone can do. A second thing is more in the gate of the Chaburah, is that there is Seder in Yeshiva. Whether you want to say it starts at 9:30 or 9 or ends 1:15. It's hard, it seems, by a lot of people, everyone, to come to the end of Seder unless you have Rami over here. Otherwise, it's very hard. What's the Eitzah? What to go do? So I see that, come on, everyone can either start on time or end on time. Everyone can do that. That means if you talk to your Chavrusa and tell them we end every day at 1, everyone can either end on time, some people are very good at ending on time, some people are very good at coming on time. But very few people are not good at both of them, unless they don't want to be good at both of them. But everyone can ask them either end on time or start on time. It's something that practically can be done by everybody. And the second time, just be matched with this man, the idea of concept of this man. Another concept I've seen over the years is that even in a house where, what is the background? Is it music? I visit people's houses, they have Torah tapes being played. Torah tapes. Or CDs now with MP3s, like some old generation, yeah. Find these different things that people play, and I see that the women listen to it. They maybe talk a little less on the phone to their friends about certain things they shouldn't talk about. But the kids might have picked it up, and they can play the tape over and over, and it makes a whole different atmosphere in the house. It changes things. It almost changes, and it makes an ashpa on a person that shows that makshav time makes a different household for the they basically. There's something there, and again, you can pick any topic you want. And it, again, these are, I think, are not infringing on anyone's feelings that they feel locked in, and they know they feel too tight, and they need their own time. These are concepts that everyone in the Meister can go do. I see also by davening, some people daven long, some people a little bit not as long. Let's think of it at that level. people down not as long, because always the chatan seems to usually down a little bit longer. So you just finish a minute too early to have a sefer with you. There's Kriyas HaTorah. They have Mishaberet in certain shuls. It goes for a minute or two. What are you doing? I allow to speak according to Allah, but even without that, he's spacing out. You can be sitting on the sheet that says you allow to learn Ben-Gavra Le-Gavra. You're learning Shnei Mekri Vakatagim, you're doing Rashi, you're doing Ramban. Again, I'm sure you have no iPhone. It doesn't do there. You can't be texting your friend in the middle of that. It's Torah. It's Shabbos also, right? You can't do that exactly. So what exactly are you doing? Are you using your time correctly over here? There's no real option over here. I just came to work with that. It seems an Arach HaBurah, totally, that it goes very fast. They complain, a lot of people complain, it goes very fast. Now, in the past, we have gone a little bit slower. I see when we pick up the pace, people actually stick around a little bit longer. They feel they have to push themselves. I do see Lamaisa that people stay more to the end of the Seder. Last week I was very impressed. Mamash, 10 to 1, I looked around, it was very, very impressive. Well, Lamaisa was very nice. I used to work with, should we slow down? People are complaining, they need more time. So he told me, very simple, tell them to sleep less. I'm like, you serious? Sleep less. And Lamaisa, he does that. He practices what he preaches. Do we have to sleep less than that? I'm not sure, but certainly the idea, the concept, to be actually telling, the least idea you should know is that everyone here in the Chavura, no one here who came to Eretz Yisrael to spend 52 weekends in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Those are the different Chavuras. Over here, nice, everyone here is Machshav Torah, everyone came to pass the rigorous test to join the Chavura, right? The five things over here. It's very tough. Everyone here is taking tests every month, everyone here takes a test, everyone knows that. Nice, we work very hard, everyone here is Machshav Torah. You're makshiv Torah, that means you're makshiv this man, you're makshiv your time over here. I heard Mario Finkel, the Mashiach of the Mirror, when you're speaking about a night, Mario, Christ also has a night. The first thing we say, Mesadus Yechovin. We play the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Seder. Gives order. Every day, what the stars come out to the end, Sudar over there. That's what you're talking about, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what we're praising him. Yeah, the fact that every day, day in and day out, same thing with Sudar, he comes to Seder. He's here, beginning to end. Yeah, that's the Maisa of the Shvach that we do over here. That's the idea, that's the concept that we praise. Yibon al-Maisa has come to make Chlusha. Chlusha is that nothing to do with the time. When it's dark, there's nothing to go to. That's what Yibon al-Mar. Time is meaningless, go waste it. Have a, basically, all sports are called a pastime. American's favorite pastime. Well, baseball, football, that's what it is now. That's called passing time, that's called wasting time. We advertise, let's waste time. That's my Sinadra's concept. We are Urb. We are the light. And light can do whatever you want. Of course, the correct thing. But we're not here to be Chushif, doctors to do nothing. That's for the Yvonne. That's Mamash the Chushif, the Yvonne, one of the arguments of the Perish Valpeh. We are the Meister of the Torah. We held at the Iker, Perish Valpeh, the Ur, the light, the midst of the Torah Urb. Just a Messiah, the Mishnah of it says that. Nice to find, it's hard, it's tough. It's not an easy thing. But certain things are very easy. Again, everyone has master time. What do you go do? I should really go around the Chavura tomorrow and the next day and ask you, what do you do to pick to make your time be more precious? I've asked people in the past, we've had this Chavura ready for, this is the third cycle of Shabbos, I think this is the 12th year, 13th year of this Chavura. I've asked people in the past who left the Chavura, what they missed out? What would they rather change when they spend the time in the Chavura? No one told me they'd rather waste more time. No one said that, actually. I've asked. No one said that. People are honest once they leave. No. People have told me they'd rather learn more time, spend more time, there's so much more they could have accomplished and covered. No. You can learn Mishnayis, it's listing on the tapes. You can look up whole Mishnayis, this is the Mishnah. A Mishnayis a day. You can learn Nach, you learn so much. You learn Mishnah Berurah, you learn so much, it requires so much. And this is your life, this is your chiyuv. And you have the time, people have the time. That's how I'm saying today. But like the Mishnah ends off, you have these Nisraelis. But the Ikkah is what? The Schar. Mishnah says, what's with the Mishnah? Love it. He just said, Balvai is Doisik. But what's the Schar Harbay? The Schar Lamais is Harbay. Obviously, I'm not saying it's own hobby, and this is here. That means, true, it's taught from the Fumsa Agro. It is Nisoyan. It's the Nisoyan of the third generation. But everyone here who is Makshivit, we are the Ur, we are the life, we are the Torah over here. Everyone here can do his little bit to go take the next stage, the next future, to be Makshivit the time. You can, like, turn 70 and learn the Chaburu. It's amazing what you do with your time. I've never seen this anywhere. Back to be Zeicha to learn from our Masorah. machshir our time over here. It should be the or a kli sol zayk the car harbei.
Thanks to find